Welcome to Maseches Kedushin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 1, Mishnah 7. This Mishnah really talks about a topic that is totally unrelated to anything in Kedushin that we've had thus far. And the reason that this mitzvah does talk about something unrelated is because the previous Mishnah began with the words Kol Hanasa Dama Ba'acher, anything that becomes a monetary replacement. So this Mishnah is similar, that says Kol Mitzvah Saben Ala'av, any mitzvah of the son on the father. But it's an interesting Mishnah, and let's see what the Mishnah speaks about. Says the Mishnah, Kol mitzvah saben aloav, all the mitzvahs that a father has to do for his son. For example, to give him a bris, to do pidin aben, to redeem him if he's the firstborn, to teach him Torah, to teach him a trade, to help him get married. Anashim chayevan, the father is obligated, v'nashim peturos, and the mother is not obligated. And the reason for that is because since women themselves are not obligated in these mitzvahs, they also do not have a responsibility or an obligation to make sure that their sons do it. However, says the Mishnah, b'chol mitzvah sa'av al haben, any mitzvah that the child has to do for his parent, for example, kibud av ha'em, respecting one's parent, kibud are the proactive things that a person does for a parent. They bring them clothing, they give them food, they show them honor, or moira, which is things that we don't do out of reverence, not sitting in their seat, not contradicting them. Then echad anoshim ve'echad noshim chayavim, whether sons or daughters, they are responsible and obligated in these mitzvahs. Continues the Mishnah, v'chol mitzvah sasei shazman grama, any time-bound mitzvah. For example, sitting in the sukkah, shofar, lulav, etc., tefillin, anashim chayavim, and men are obligated. V'nashim peturais, and women are not obligated. V'chol mitzvah sasei shalai hazman grama, and any mitzvah that's not time-bound, like giving tzedakah, putting a mezuzah in your home, returning a lost object, echad anashim ve'echad anashim chayavim, both men and women are responsible. Now, there are mitzvahs that don't fit into these categories. That means there are time-bound mitzvahs that women are obligated, such as Kiddush on Shabbos, or eating matzah on the Seder, at the Pesach Seder. And there are some mitzvahs that are not time-bound that women are not obligated. For example, studying Torah, women's not obligated in Talmud Torah, or redeeming a child, etc., etc. But the Mishnah is speaking about the general rule, the basic klal. Concludes the Mishnah. V'chol mitzvahs loisaseh bein shazman grama, any negative command where the Torah says one cannot do something, like eating, not eating non-kosher food, not doing prohibited tasks on Shabbos, bein shaloi hazman grama, whether it is a time-bound mitzvah, or whether it's not a time-bound mitzvah, echad anoshim ve'echad anoshim chayavim, both women and men are responsible, are mandated and obligated. However, says the Mishnah, there are a few exceptions, chutz mi bal tashchis, the prohibition of shaving one's beard with a razor, that's only responsible, you know, man is responsible and not a woman, even though that's a negative command. Ubal takif, and not cutting off the payas, the corners of one's hair, the halacha is that a woman is not obligated, even though it's not a time-bound mitzvah. Ubal tatami lemesim, and finally, bal tatami lemesim, for a kohen, the daughter of a kohen, even though her father is prohibited from coming in contact with a dead body, she doesn't have that responsibility. So we see that the mitzvah obligation of a man and a woman is drastically different, as are their roles in Judaism. Wishing you a wonderful rest of your day and an amazing rest of your Chol HaMoed.